One day, they would both become president of the United States. But when the two spent the summer in the same town, passing each other on the street, you wonder if they ever noticed each other. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Join Farm Journal field agronomists Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer this summer at a Farm Journal College event near you. Come prepared to take home cutting-edge management practices to incorporate into your operation. Farm Journal College features two brand new events in Haworth, Illinois, the Ag Professional Consultant and Retailer College and Farm Journal Technology and Data College. Farm Journal College will also be heading to Albert Lea, Minnesota for an action-packed 3 days of corn and soybean content. Visit farmjournalcollege.com to view each location's tentative agendas and to learn more.
Join Drovers and Dr. Dan Thompson for our third annual Feedlot Cowboy College on September 7th and 8th in Dodge City, Kansas. This two-day seminar, led by respected and knowledgeable industry experts, is filled with timely information for feedlot operators. Topics include animal health, low-stress animal handling, technology, and how to improve animal welfare. Attendance will also qualify you as BQA certified. For more information, visit droverscowboycollege.com.
It's 1813 in Elizabethtown, Kentucky. As Charlie Skees shares from the historic Brown Pusey home, many local farmers had difficulty in securing the land they were farming.
The clerk's office is across the street, and who would be in that clerk's office but Thomas Lincoln? He's having trouble gaining a clear title to his lands. And so who's going to be walking along with him? His son, Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham was only 4 years old at the time. The clerk's office sat next to another site important to the Lincoln family.
Across the street, Thomas Lincoln married his second wife, Sarah Bush. Thomas Lincoln came back here to marry an old childhood acquaintance, and so there you had the marriage of Thomas and Sarah Bush.
Both Thomas Lincoln and Sarah Bush's spouses had passed away. Abraham's birth mother, Nancy Hanks Lincoln, died when he was 9, and Sarah filled a very important role.
We know that she was a very large influence on Abraham Lincoln pursuing education. Even though he did not have a lot of formal training, she encouraged him to read.
In 1813, we know there was another man in his early 20s at that same clerk's office, though.
James Buchanan was here in Elizabethtown, staying right down the street there at the old legal house. Same problem, litigating land titles for his father, but there you would have had consecutive presidents of these United States walking up and down the sidewalk right here.
Buchanan was 18 years older than Abraham Lincoln, and we don't know if the two future presidents ever talked to each other, although it's highly likely they were passing each other on the streets multiple times that summer. Traveling the countryside in Elizabethtown, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCrae.